review Erev and Daf Yedzayin. So in yesterday's Daf, we learned that there are three opinions regarding how much space mechitzos made out of exclusively vertical or exclusively horizontal parts can enclose. Rabbi Yehuda holds that one or two people can use them for an area of base assigned, but three people become a caravan and they can use it for as much space as necessary. The Chum holds that even an individual can use them for as much space as he wants, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that even a caravan is limited, but not as limited as an individual is. An individual only has two base, but three people, a caravan, has an area of six besa. So Darash Rav Nachman, after originally passing like Rabbi Yehuda, Rav Nachman changed his mind and passing like Rabbi Yehuda, because his opinion about individuals is shared by Rabbi Yossi, and his opinion about a caravan is shared by the Rabbanan. Rav Gidol Marav points out that since we have a rule that inferior mechitzos cannot work for an area that's two besa larger than the person needs, we can sometimes have three people who cannot use an area of five besa if they only need five, but the inferior mechitzos surrounds an area of seven, the mechitzos won't be valid at all, but can use an area of seven besa if they need six, and the mechitzos cover an area of seven where the mechitzos are valid since they don't exceed the need by two besa. Itmar shloshu meisachonin. If the number of people using the inferior mechitzos changes on Shabbos, either because somebody died or somebody new arrived, there's a machlokas whether the halachas of the validity of the walls changes in the middle of Shabbos. Rav Huna says Shabbos goremes. The halacha doesn't change in the middle of Shabbos, just like a case where two chatzeros that are joined in an erev because of a doorway between them, and the doorway gets closed on Shabbos, the Erev is still kosher. And Rabbi Yitzchak says the urine garment, the halacha will change in the middle of Shabbos based on the number of people that are there. If we have machlokas in the Mishnah later in the Masechta, if the status of a chatzer changes in the middle of Shabbos when its walls came down on Shabbos, or a mavui status changes when a lechi or a korah came down on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the halacha doesn't change in the middle of Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi holds it does change. However, this machlokas tanum is only in a case where the physical walls and not the people change on Shabbos, and may not relate to our machlokas amoraim, where the people and not the walls changed on Shabbos. In the Mishnah, we quoted two groups of chachamim, each of whom said that mechitzos that are either vertical or horizontal are perfectly valid. So chachamim hainu tanakama. Gemara asks, what's the difference in between the two groups of the Rabbanon that are mentioned in the Mishnah? Seika b'nayu yachid b'yishuv. The first group of Rabbanon only allow inferior walls for a yachid when he is traveling, whereas the second group permits it even when it's in a place where people live. So arba dvarim patru b'machna. The last Mishnah, the parak, lists four cases where we're lenient in halacha for the sake of traveling groups of soldiers. First, mevi'in etzim mikol makom. They can bring wood from anywhere. The Gemara explains that even though Yoshua already made a takana that all people, not just soldiers, can take wood from other people's fields, this later takana for soldiers even includes wood that's more valuable than the wood from the low bushes, and includes even detached wood, and includes even dry wood. And second, Peturin mirchitzas yadayim. They don't have to wash before eating. Gemara explains that exemption is only for netila before the su'uda, but due to the dangers of having melt sedomis on a person's hands after a meal, mayim achronim chava, even soldiers do have to wash after the meal. Umi demai, the third thing, they don't have to take meiser from demai, produce that they get from an amar. That conforms with the opinion of Beis Hillel that ma'achilin asaniyim demai v'asach sanya demai, both poor people and traveling soldiers are permitted to eat demai. And the fourth thing we said about soldiers is umila arev, they don't have to make an eruv, which the Gemara clarifies must be referring to eruv echatzeros, which are only midrabanan. But even soldiers would be obligated in eruv etchumen since it's daraisa. Ubamakum shenergu sham nikbarin. The Braisa adds that a soldier is buried wherever his body is found. So the Gemara points out that any meis mitzvah is kone mekomo, you bury him wherever his body is found. The unique din of a soldier is that even if he has relatives who will bury him and is therefore not classified as meis mitzvah, he's still buried on the spot that his body is found. Now, although a meis mitzvah is normally buried where his body is found, the Braisa gives details about where a meis mitzvah should be moved for burial, because it's speaking about a body that is on a public road and will have to be moved away, so a kohanim won't become tamei from it. So in such a case, obviously, he can't just be buried on the spot. It's going to have to be moved somewhere. Tanya Rabbi Chiya, lokan al eruv etchum in dvar Torah. Rabbi Chiya taught that we get malchus for going beyond the tchum. Rabbi Yonason was bothered by this, since the pasuk of al yetzei also includes the issur of carrying on Shabbos, and we can't get malchus for violating a pasuk that can also be a capital offense. So Rabbi Tzalav shenitan asoros misas bezdin. So Rabbi Ashi answers that the pasuk doesn't say al yotzi, don't carry out. It says al yetzei, do not go out, and that refers exclusively to the Yisra of Tchum Shabbos, not at all to the Melacha of carrying, and that's the end of the Perek Hadron Allah Mavui.